The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." He said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Do babies crying in church ever bother you? I know that really bothers a lot of priests. One priest I know would actually stop in the middle of Mass if a baby was crying and give the mother of that baby the evil eye and embarrass the heck out of them until either the baby stopped crying or the mother took the baby outside. I always try very hard not to look in the direction of the crying baby and embarrass the family. There's probably no one, I figure, in the whole church who wants that baby to stop crying as much as that mom or dad. One day, a baby was crying during Mass while Archbishop Fulton Sheen was preaching. Eventually, the mother took the baby outside. After Mass, the Archbishop found the lady and said, "Madam, your baby was not bothering me." She replied, "No, but you were bothering the baby." Everyone loves to see a cute baby, but not when it's crying in church. In the readings today, we see that babies aren't the only ones who cry. So do grown-ups. In Exodus, the people cry out to Moses because they are sick and tired of eating the manna, and they would rather have some meat to eat. And Moses can't stand their crying and complaining, and so he says to God, "Please do me the favor of killing me at once so that I need no longer face this distress." There's probably a priest or two who has said that prayer at Mass, hearing a baby cry, "Just kill me, Lord." In the Gospel, the people are also hungry, and the apostles cry out to Jesus to dismiss the people. And maybe the people were crying out too, wanting Jesus to feed them and heal them and bless them. But not like Moses, who wanted to die rather than hear their cry, Jesus listens lovingly to their cries and feeds them. Like Archbishop Sheen, Jesus says, "Your crying does not bother me." My friends, sometimes we all feel like crying out, and we need someone to listen to our cries and not to tell us to shush. I sometimes wonder that if married couples would just listen to each other crying and complaining instead of jumping to solve their problems, that loving listening would heal much deeper problems. When someone comes into my office and cries as they talk, I always tell them, it's okay to cry. I consider that a great compliment because you're willing to be vulnerable with me. Last Saturday, I met a man in the parking lot who asked if he could come and talk to me about his life. He just needed someone to talk to who was willing to listen. A young lady sent me a Facebook message asking to talk to me about a religious vocation. You see, the whole world is crying out like babies at mass, hoping someone will listen to them with love and not tell them to shush. We should answer like the Archbishop, "Your crying does not bother me." Praised be Jesus Christ. Thank you.